This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio have come out strongly in favor of NSA surveillance, suggesting that it's either one of the best parts of the Obama administration or something that should be extended permanently. But that cheering in favor of blanket surveillance of Americans flies in the face of the evidence. Cato Senior Fellow Julian Sanchez comments.
We're expecting reintroduction any day now of a comprehensive intelligence surveillance reform legislation, but Mitch McConnell has, I suppose, attempted to beat reformers to the punch by introducing a bill that would just cleanly reauthorize, with no modifications at all, three provisions of the Patriot Act that are set to expire on June 1st. And, of course, the most controversial of these is Section 215, the basis of the bulk telephony collection program disclosed by Edward Snowden. It's one of the small ironies of this is that among the objections to the USA Freedom Act, which fell just short in the Senate last session, McConnell and others complained that they were trying to rush it through, that they were bypassing the ordinary committee process. And yet, of course, McConnell is now attempting to do precisely the same thing with legislation to reauthorize without reform. There's a really kind of astonishing inability by some folks, including now a couple of presidential candidates, to process what's happened over the last 2 years, to process, among other things, the overwhelming evidence that the program at issue here has, in addition to being a massive invasion of the privacy of innocent people, simply not been useful, has not provided any unique intelligence value. It's like the anti-vaccine movement, where study after study says there's no connection here, and yet people just sort of pound the table and insist that somehow there is a connection between this program and keeping America safe. There's even a frankly bizarre insistence that we now need it to fight ISIS. ISIS, which has become famous for videos where people come from the United States and burn their passports. Not an organization that is primarily concerned with sending sleeper agents into the United States, even though, of course, we want to monitor them in a variety of ways that have nothing to do with keeping domestic telephone databases.
So Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio have defended NSA spying pretty mightily. Jeb Bush says it's the best part of the Obama administration. Marco Rubio would, as we've discussed before, he would make that surveillance effectively permanent. And most recently, he's stumping in New Hampshire and said that given his experience in the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees, that fears about NSA spying are vastly overblown.
I mean, it really is baffling. Again, I call folks like this the more Catholic than the Pope contingent, because we're now at a stage where, again, multiple independent review groups composed of experts have said this was not a useful program. The NSA itself, it's been reported, was seriously considering ending the program even before the Snowden revelations, partly out of civil liberties concerns, partly because it wasn't really proving worth the effort and time and cost. And despite all that, despite the fact that the intelligence community itself supported the reform that narrowly failed in the Senate last session, you have folks insisting that this is somehow necessary. We saw, in fact, with the recently disclosed DEA equivalent of a bulk collection program focused on international calls, that that was ended, and they found that it was slightly more time-consuming, but they found that even without new legislation, they were able to effectively duplicate the capabilities that large-scale collection was giving them. And so to hear people say, well, this is excellent and it's important, I mean, it seems like it must just be signaling. They must just be trying to emote about how much they care about security without caring whether the evidence supports the position that this program is contributing to security. In the case of Rubio, I suppose you could imagine him saying he's heard something in a secret briefing or something. When Jeb Bush says this is the most important thing the Obama administration has done is keep this program going, you have to wonder what possible basis could he have for that? He's not getting secret briefings. All he's got is the evidence all of us civilians have, and all of the evidence us civilians have, all the evidence us civilians have is that that's not the case, that leaving aside civil liberties concerns, this isn't providing unique benefits.
So Hillary Clinton, for her part, is she's just sitting out. There are obviously Democrats who are very big defenders of NSA surveillance and very big opponents of NSA surveillance, particularly in the Senate.
Well, I think Ms. Clinton has probably realized that it's just not in her interests to throw into this, in part because she doesn't really need to, and because she's likely to alienate someone either way by weighing in. She's been, in a way, sort of on both sides of this issue with her votes in the past, but also seems like probably wants to position herself as potentially more civil libertarian than her opponents without directly criticizing the president. But again, you know, we can see that Obama himself committed to ending this program, acknowledging that bulk collection by the government was not necessary. He's been waiting for Congress to act to transition to a different way of doing things, to allow a faster and more agile way of getting records in a targeted fashion from the phone companies that already hold that information. But you know, if you look at what the president's done, it's yes, he's kept this going, but it's also he's committed to ending it because that's what the experts he picked to advise him on these topics told him should be done.
Julian Sanchez is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.